101.7 AM 920 KWAD, Central Minnesota's information station. That's Waylon and Willie with Luckenbach, Texas. I'm CJ Baumgartner. It's 8:43 on a Wednesday, 70 degrees in downtown Wadena. And we have the opportunity, as we do once every month, to talk with Reed Reinbold of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office. And Reed, welcome back in studio. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you.
So what have you been up to over the last month? Keeping busy in July?
Oh, we're just keeping busy. All the summer activities are in full force, all the different events. And so it's been fun, but it's been busy.
Yeah, as we know, Otter Tail County, not necessarily quiet during this time of year.
Right.
So what's some of the stuff, before we get into kind of the meat and potatoes of what we're talking about today, when you're in the summertime, what's kind of the stuff that you generally keeps you busy throughout the day?
Yeah, well, increased amount of traffic. So we have increased crashes, increased people at our resorts and activity on our lakes. So our lakes keep us busy. So you just when you double or triple our population, you kind of double or triple your calls. So We're just running constantly.
All right. And now into some of the things that we kind of talked a little bit off air about, just I guess what's going on with Otter Tail County right now.
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but we're kind of closing up the summer here, and I've already noticed a few people pulling their boat lifts out, and fall
wow.
sports start already next week, so people are kind of calling it a summer a little bit, and so I was hoping we could talk a little bit about kind of that clearing out your cabin for the winter and leaving, and I would just suggest, you know, and we've talked about this, in fact, last month, I think I mentioned it a little bit, but you know, as you're leaving your cabin and winterizing it, and if you can get a camera system, if you can get motion lights, anything that will help, maybe if you have some full-time residents that live by you and you're on good terms with them, maybe you can let them know when you're leaving for the season and have them keep an eye on things. And then it doesn't hurt to come and check a few times during the winter and just make sure things are okay. So often we'll get a burglary report in the spring from a cabin and people hadn't been there since August or September. So the more you can check on it, the better.
All right. And yeah, it's crazy to think that we're already talking about the end of summertime already. It feels like we were talking about opening up the cabins and 4th of July and all that. Now we're all of a sudden talking about spring sports or fall sports, excuse me, in school. And
yeah,
it's crazy how fast
you blink
it goes.
And you miss it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Before you know it, we'll be putting coats on again.
Oh, I know it. It's sad, but
not ready to start.
We still have some summer, though. So.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll enjoy it while we can. Reed, what else is going on with Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department? Anything else you want to let people know about?
Sure. Well, we are currently hiring for patrol deputies. So if you're interested or you know somebody that might be interested, please take a look. You can check it out on Otter Tail County's website, the Sheriff's Office Facebook page. You can contact us. Our contact information is on our website. If you have any questions, would like to do a ride along with one of our officers, see what it's all about, feel free to call and we'll set you up.
Interesting when you talk about that getting to ride along. Not many places will let you kind of do that with a job where you get to kind of just test things out. So what exactly would happen in a ride along? Kind of what would you say to a person who's maybe thinking about it?
Sure. You know, and it's not just for people that are interested in going into law enforcement. It's for people that maybe want to see what our deputies do. We allow... You have to be over 18, but we allow you to come and do at least one ride-along, and it might not be all night, but it might be a couple hours at least.
Sure.
You just have to sign a waiver, and then we set you up with an officer, and you can go just ride along in the car with them and see what it's like.
All right. And have you gotten the opportunity to do that with anybody, or do you know somebody who has? And if so, just kind of talk about what that experience was like.
Sure. So, yeah, when I was working patrol, I loved having riders. And so I was some guys like it, some guys don't. So I was one that would take anybody that wanted to ride with me. And so I frequently had riders. And some nights it could be really quiet, and you'd see kind of the boredom that comes with it and what we do to keep ourselves busy. And some nights we're just running from call to call, and things are crazy, and then they can really get a good taste of what that looks like too.
What are some of the most frequently asked questions you get when somebody rides along with you?
Well, that's a good question. I think so much of it is generally pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start out and we'll kind of go over the rules. For example, you're here as an observer. You're not here to take part. Stay in the car. You're going to see some things that you maybe... That aren't public information, so you can see it, but you can't talk about it afterwards. And so we get a lot of questions like that. And then just mostly about our equipment, our radars, and our different things in our cars, and how we use it and when we use it.
Sure. Reed, anything else you want to talk about while you're up here?
No, I think that about covers it for today.
And so you talk a little bit about, you know, just looking for some extra officers and all that, and just talk about just kind of the staff right now at Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office, and just kind of what it's like working there, and what kind of, again, that prospective person, you know, why do they want to go into law enforcement and be a part of helping out the Otter Tail County area?
Sure. So, you know, law enforcement is a very rewarding field. But it can be challenging, and it can be difficult, and take its toll on people. But you know, if you're looking for something that's different every day, you never know what you're going to get. It changes from moment to moment. There's a lot of variety. You get the opportunity to help people. You get to go out and practice with our, you know, driving, and you get to go do driving school, and you know, it's a lot of fun things that are involved in it. The Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office is really, you know, you hate to say it, but it's kind of like a big family. We all get along very well. We're fortunate that way. I'm very proud of the men and women I work with, and it's a great place to work.
We're talking with Reed Reinbold. He's a part of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office, and he comes in once a month to talk with us and give us an update on what's going on in the county and some things that you also can do at home and in your area too, to keep yourself safe, and just some general information. And Reed, we appreciate you coming up in studio to talk with us again. And crazy that next time we'll be talking, we'll be like in the middle of football season and school will be starting.
It's
crazy how fast summer goes.
It is.
Thanks for stopping in, Reed. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, or to the KWAD Facebook page.